If your past holidays decorating scheme involved a beautifully blooming amaryllis, and if you'd like to cut back on your future holiday budget, why not consider saving this year's plant for next year's festivities? It's fairly easy to do, especially since most amaryllis come already growing in a potted soil mix with a foil cover and sometimes a big bow. First of all, make sure that about a third of the big bulb is sitting above the soil line, preventing moisture from getting inside the bulb. When watering, be sure to keep the soil moist but not soppy, and don't get any water on the growing tip in order to prevent rotting of the bulb and the ultimate demise of the plant. Amaryllis blooms can last a long time, so keep them in a sunny window or under bright light, turning them occasionally to keep them balanced and making sure they have appropriate moisture. I personally get rid of foil wraps, bows, etc. once the festivities of the season are over, so the plant can maintain a clean and airy growing medium without the possibility of mold, mildew, or creepy crawlies from setting up house. After the flowers fade, cut the stalks back to the tip of the bulb and place it where it will get direct sunlight, as it's now going through a foliage phase and creating new leaves. During this time, it will appreciate a monthly feeding of a balanced plant food mixed with water. Check the soil often to make sure it's evenly moist. Once you've moved past your last frost date, you can move the amaryllis outdoors. You can either keep it potted up or transplant it in your flower bed in loose, rich soil at a depth equal to where it is in the pot. Place it in an area that gets morning sun, but shade it from hot afternoon sunshine. During this growth period, the plant will grow more leaves and store nutrients in the bulb, so it's important to feed it regularly every 2 weeks. In order for the amaryllis to flower around the holidays, you'll need to bring it inside before the 1st of September in order for it to go dormant for a while. When returning the plant to the house, you may need to repot it. Use pots that give a gradual increase in size, no more than twice the size of the mother bulb. If you see little baby bulbs with leaves forming around the edge of the mother bulb, remove and replant the larger ones in their own pot. These are bulblets that, if maintained indoors through the winter and outdoors over the summer, will create new blooming amaryllis in 2 years. Once you've brought the mom plant inside, she'll need a dark place to rest. A basement or cellar with a temperature of 55 to 60 degrees is ideal, but don't forget about her because you'll need to continue providing moisture and checking for progress on the formation of holiday flower stalks. When that occurs, bring your amaryllis back to bright light and celebrate the fact that everything old can be new again. I once knew an old-time gardener who raised her amaryllis from a 4-inch pot size to a full-sized wash tub by providing tender, loving care throughout the years.